Blog Talk Radio.
So you see my bed? In the bathroom. Reach out the wall. I get paid Friday. Be sharp.
You're listening to Opulent Network Radio. APN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
And welcome back to Opulent Network Radio, right here on WOPN 1011, Opulent Network. Tonight, we're going to do something different because this is our first night back from a long, long vacation. And we're going to talk about the three C's of life. So those three C's consist of choice, chance, and change. Right here on Wednesday's Wisdom. I've always gotten caught up and tongue-tied. So I kind of need to apologize to everyone because I don't feel like I've been doing the best job of staying connected with you and keeping you guys in the loop with email. So please accept my apology because speaking and advising and mentoring and tutoring, all that is important. But we have to stay connected. And the only connection that I know for sure is through email. Email is very important. So if you get a chance, please email me at oneopulentnetwork@gmail.com or info@oneopulentnetwork.com. You stuck around, you hung in there with us, and I consider you as family. And I'm going to do everything possible that I can to be transparent as possible. And speaking of transparent, we have a Transparent Tuesday. It's coming up soon. We have shows every night, Motivational Monday, Transparent Tuesday, Wisdom Wednesday, Thoughtful Thursday, and Friday, Fabulous Friday. Fabulous Friday, every Friday, Sunday and Saturday. Those are our rest days. We'll just take it slow and keep it moving, find out where we go from here. You can only do step by step. That's why there's choice, chance, and change. We do these three items in that order. We'll find out that our lives can be changed dramatically, for either good or for bad. And it depends on what choice we make. You can make a good choice. You can make a bad choice. But before we get started any further, we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. And we're going to ask that Brother G open us up in prayer, simple prayer that will enlighten our souls and our lives. Brother G.
Thank you, Lord, for continue to shine your light to us. We pray, Lord, that you may help us to come back together and to carry on the dynasty of helping others. We pray that you may help us to carry on our missions in life and that we may continue to follow you. We thank you for giving us the time to sit back and think and to project our thoughts out over the waves, and we may all continue to be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you so much, Brother G, for that wonderful prayer. You stuck around, and like I said, it's a lot been going on, and I've been planning and preparing for you, and I want you to be the first to hear about it. Not that you heard it somewhere else, but I want you to hear about it right now. I've got some really good stuff that we're working on. In October the 20th is the Teen Progress Picnic Weekend, same place, same time. Creole Park from 12 to 5. That's where the happening is for the 7th annual Team Progress Picnic. We invite you all to come out and listen in and, you know, enjoy in the festivities. This is what we do. So just to give you an idea of what I've been in one-on-one time with you, teaching you how to do different things, being more confident, accomplishing goals, having a key element that most people have not, is investing in themselves. Investing in yourself, that's where your three choices and your chance and your change come in. You must invest in yourself in order to be a prominent person in society. You can be all these different things that you want, but if you're not investing in yourself, what good are you? You're just a statue. You're just a pawn piece if you're not investing in yourself. You have to invest in yourself first in order for you to prolong and be prominent and a positive person in this society. Now, we might be hearing some feedback, and we might cut this show just a little bit short. But it takes the audience in order to actually perform these duties. And this is a WOPN 1011 broadcasting live right out of Union City, Georgia. Our office number is 470-798-0941. Or you can email us at info@oneopulentnetwork.com. Or you can go to our website, which is oneopulentnetwork.com. Each one, teach one, love one. See how those things come in threes? It's always in threes. This is for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's always in threes. So you have these three choices and chances and changes that we're going to get into shortly, but I'm going to talk about a few more things before we get into that. Anybody else want to comment, raise your hand, tell you how much you miss me? Yes, I am Lane, your host for tonight. One love to all. I'll tell you, welcome, welcome, welcome back. We have different people and different groups that work with us, and we're just going to keep it going and keep it flowing. Miss all you guys dearly. Waiting on a couple of people to come online, but as you know, time is of essence, and participation of anything is most needed, wanted, and valued. So we must have that. And I need your commitment by sharing your email with me. Just email me, or you can text it to me, 470-798-0941. Text it to me. You know, I've got a couple of things with the three seeds of life that we're going to talk about. But I'm trying to wait for a little feedback from everyone. A little intermission. I'm going to play a little intermission and see what's going on. Heads up. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to the line. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We've got the chat room in. We've got the group meet on. Everybody, welcome everybody to come out and join us right here on Opulent Network. Tonight's topic, three C's of life, choice, chance, and change. What are your three C's? Share your thoughts and your opinions and your ideas and your concerns. Or you can join us at the group meet. Just text me, you want to be in the group meet, and I'll show you how to get in the group meet. What are your mindsets? Where are they elevated at? Positive thinking, positive thoughts, positive actions, positive movements, motivate your thoughts into to positive moves. So join us in discussion every Wednesday night, right here at 9 p.m., 657-383-1603. Or go to blogtalkradio.com/opulent, and you will find us right here every Wednesday. And make sure that you stop, drop, and text someone that you're on the greatest unity in the community station in the nation, because we prove to excel in all areas. Proves because we're a powerful reserve, opulent voices everywhere. Call in time is 9 p.m. Eastern, 657-383-1503 every Wednesday night. Make a life-changing choice for your family and loved ones. I'm waiting on a couple more people. If not, we'll get it started, and we'll end at 9:30, pronto. Okay, 30-minute show. We start off slow, 30 minutes. Then we go to 45 minutes. Then we go to an hour. Then we go to an hour and a half. We'll take it nice and slow. We don't want too much friction around. We'll just take it nice and slow. So, Three Seeds of Life. Brother G, are you still on the line? If you are, your Three Seeds of Life, give me which one you want to talk about first. Choice, change, or change?
Well, let's talk about change.
Oh, change. Well, see, the thing about change is that you have to do the different procedures to get to change. So you have to have that choice and that chance. But since you want to go to change. Change. So we're talking about change. So your change can be a good change. So where would you get started when you do change? What is it beneficial about your change? Was it a nightmare? Is it an accident? How do you correct what was started when you change? What change do you want in your lifetime?
Okay, I had, well, life is full of changes, first of all. We had change in season, change in reason, and so on and so on. I've been going through some changes myself. I had another birthday, and I gained another year of time on this earth and experiences, and it's just been good so far. I've been embracing the change of age. I've been going through some change in career choices and going through some things where I had to change some associates out, and we've been changing, and we've been having all kinds of changes. We've changed our patterns and our choices on places to go. I like to go out and venture out and go places, travel places, and we're finding some different places to go, so it's been good so far. I haven't changed my golf course that I went to. I like to mix a little recreation in my life. So I've been working on changing my golf score. If anybody can help me out with that, just let me know. what things have been proceeding. Life is full of change, and I'm appreciating all the changes that I'm going through. It's nice to have different experiences and live through them and having a chance to go on the other side of those changes. And I look forward to more, continuing to change and continuing to make life's choices also. So I've been enjoying it. What about you?
All right. Change in my life. Have I had some changes? I've had a whole bunch of changes, and that's why we had to take a break from the radio, because we had so many changes going on. From grandbuddies living with us, grandbuddies having to be taken care of, nurtured, loved, and it was just an ongoing process. And that was a big change, because now the grandbuddy's back with the parents, and you know, it's kind of different to a different situation. You know, you're used to those little feet getting up in the morning, coming to jump in bed with you, and they're not doing it anymore. You're used to having to get up and fix the breakfast and not have to do it anymore. So change is good. And there's some change is good. And sometimes, like I said, change is bad. But all my changes have been challenging, because I change for the better. I think I'm going to agree with what Brother G said about I had to let go of some associations, because bad associations spoil your humility. And when I say that, I mean you hang around stupid, you become stupid. So hang around smart, and you become smart. And hi, I've got a little buddy joining me. How you doing, little buddy? So that's the change. And we want to keep changing, which is good. So let's go to the chant. So we're going to go backwards. We've got to change. So let's chant. Chance. Chance is something like stepping out there on faith, because you have, in your whole heart, believe that this is going to happen. It happens with a job transfer. Say, for instance, I've got a very good example of a young man I know. He stepped out on faith that he was supposed to start a job on a certain day, but yet they weren't ready for him. So he didn't know what he was going to do, if he had the job, if it was concrete or not. But he stepped out and taking a chance and releasing himself from the present job that he was at, that he was on. Guess what? He wound up having a mini vacation by taking that chance of doing it, because he could have stayed on until the very last day. But hey, you take a chance. When you're taking a chance, you're stepping out on faith. That's what chances are. It's a chance with romance. It's a chance with everything. It's a chance of buying a car. It's a chance of buying a new house. It's a chance with everything. But guess what? Those chances are building blocks. Those are learning tools that you learn from. So the thing about it is, you don't go that route again. You change the route. You don't go that same route when you take chances. Chances are important. They're not like a choice. They're a chance. But you get this one last chance to do it right. Because remember, there's two paths. There's broad and the narrow. And that goes with a change. You can make a good change, you can make a bad change, and you can have a chance to make something better and profitable or and prominent and positive in your life by just taking that chance. How many chances do we give? As many as needed. In the Bible, he says, how many times do I have to forgive them? 77. Now, that 77 does not mean that you're going to do something, forgive somebody, you're going to just do something 77 times. The object, you see, the object is that forgive them 77 times, it means you're forgiveness forever. Not sitting there counting, oh, yeah, I'm at 64, I'm at 65, forgiveness. You don't go all the way up to 77. It's the fact of the matter. It's just to forgive and forget. Don't make it whereas it's just redundant with repetitions of one forgiven, two forgiven, three forgiven. Come on, let's don't do that. That's just really being feeble. So now let's move on to choice. The choices we make sometimes live with us forever. Sometimes they cancel each other out. Sometimes they're the greatest choices that we make. But it's like marriage. Those are big choice chance and changes in our life. And you have to stay on your grind and be wholeheartedly into it with your whole heart, soul, mind, body. You have to entwine with that person when you get married. It's the same as when you're dating someone. When you're dating someone, if you feel that's the one, you'll know that's the one because your whole personification will change. And that's where that chance is. You're taking that chance of saying, well, I'm not going to date anybody else. I'm going to take a chance with him because I made this choice. Because I want him to be in my life so we could change together. And that's the three C's of life. The three C's of life. You have to know when, and you have to ask God for that right moment. You have to ask, because he's the one who's going to give you that positive guidance. Just pray on it. When I say ask, I mean pray. Pray on it. Pray on it. Three things really. You can have it all. You can have a good choice. You can have a good chance. And you have a great change in your life. If you just take a moment and listen and meditate and ponder and investigate all aspects of what you're getting into when it comes to making those big decisions. Everything is not just rolling, hey. You can't even think it. You have to think about, is it beneficial? This is going to be a nightmare. Was it caused by an accident? Was it an accident? We just fell upon this situation? You have to look at everything from every standpoint. And everything. Everything's like that. You have to do food like that. You have to do car like that. You have to do clothes like that. If I buy this shirt here, is this shirt going to make me slim, or is it going to make me bigger, or is it going to make me look not really so good, like on the bad side? The shirt came down too low, come down, could I wear it to the service of whatever type of religion I'm in. All these different things you have to think about. You have to make sure when you make choices in life, there's a chance and there's a change, because all three of those follow together, no matter how you slice it. No matter how you slice it. You have to think about how we're going to do things and how we're getting started and how it's going to finish. So if I marry so-and-so, is my life going to be better or is it going to be worse? Is my life going to be highlighted or is my life going to be deflated? What is it? you have to think about it. When you make that choice with someone, that chance you took to fall in love with romance, and that change that you guys are going to do, because you've got to feed into his or her needs in some form or fashion. So, I just want to make sure that we are aware of that, and that from here on, we make the right choice. We make the right chance. And we make the right change, because we don't have to go in that order, choice, change, or change. You can go in the order of change, choice, and choice. Either way, those three have to come together. You have to you have to know what is good choice, what's a bad choice, what's a good chance, and a change. All three of these things of life are life-changing situations. It's just, once you change your choice, once you make that choice to go down this area, or with this fellow, or with this car, or with this suit, you're taking a chance, because number one, you like it, but you don't care who doesn't like it. This is your opportunity to shine. So you're taking a chance on wearing this bright orange suit, you know? And so what's going to happen then? You wear this bright orange suit, and you went to this formal ball, and you got this bright orange suit on. And so everything is going to change. If two things can possibly happen, either somebody's going to talk to you, or they're not going to talk to you, or they're going to talk to you, or they're going to laugh with you, or they're going to laugh at you. There's only two things, two different things. I can tell you, there's only two things, good and bad, happy and sad. It's yin and yang, it's sun and moon. It's wet and dry. It's always opposite. It has to be opposite at all times. It's the three C's of life, choice, chance, and change. Pick your battle. Like I said, you can do the change first. You can change everything, and you have to make a choice on what you're going to do. Like I said, I had to get rid of some life associations with certain people. They had to be let go because they were not being positive in my life. They were not being that spiritual feeling that I had in my era. So don't hang around dumb people who do dumb things, because they'll get you involved with the dumbness. You know, it's just plain and simple. You see, we don't see plain and simple because we see, oh, that's my friend. Oh, that's my friend. He's stupid, but, you know, I'm just going to kick it with him, you know. But now your friend is in trouble. Now you're going to be in trouble. And so that, what, can your friend help you? No, because he's too busy being stupid. You don't need that in your life. You don't need it. When you make a choice, you make a good choice. And you analyze that choice. And you analyze to the fullest. I'm not saying that you care about what somebody says. You want to think of it. What did I say earlier? Investing in yourself. If you don't invest into yourself, nobody else will. Because they don't care. Who cares? Who cares if you wear a black dress? Who cares if you wear a red dress? Who cares if you wear a white dress? Nobody cares. But you care. So your choice was you wanted to wear a black dress. Well, is the black dress too skimpy? Or is it too bold? Or is there enough material covering certain parts? Those are the choices that you have to make, because regardless of what you wear or how you wear it, that's your thing. But your actions speak louder than words. And as long as you do the right choice on how your clothes are, or whatever, your car, your home, your husband, you fall into that chance because you took that chance and you say, yes, I got this. I don't need nobody to tell me nothing. Who needs to tell? Nobody needs to tell me anything about what I'm going to do. And then there's that change. You changed. You changed your whole life. You changed the way you reacted. You changed the way you spoke. So when someone said something negative to you, you didn't turn around with something negative. That you turned around with something positive. And that's what you do. You kill them with kindness. And once you kill them with kindness, trust me, it's all good. Those are three things in life. Choice, chance, and change. Now, some of you guys are just not coming in. I'm talking about choice, change, and change. And I know the three things, you get them all tongue tied up. But it's choice, chance, and change. So you make a good choice in life, and then you're taking a chance on that choice. And when we use an example of dating a gentleman, and then you're taking a chance of marrying him, thinking that it's going, hoping and praying that your life will be changed differently. And this can go either way, people. It can go bad. You can make a bad choice, and that is a bad chance. And tell you, a bad change. You can lose everything. But it all depends on what choice you make. That's what I start with. I start with my choice. Now, everybody else might start their three C's differently. They might start with a change, a chance, and a choice, like Brother G did. He started with change. He started with change, where he had to change and disassociate himself with people and regroup and relocate and do all different kind of things just to have that peace of mind, that is so important that the peace of mind is everything. A peace of mind is everything. It's everything. And if you don't know that by now, you should know. And like I said earlier, and for those coming on later on, I want to repeat because I don't want you to miss a part of my show. This is the new and improved Wisdom Wednesday. We also have Thoughtful Thursday, Fabulous Friday, Motivational Monday, and Transparent Tuesday. So we'll be sending you more information out, but I would appreciate everyone if they would send me their email. Sometimes word of mouth through text doesn't work as well as a nice, strong email that you can get from me. So email me at 470-798-0941. Just send me your email so I can email you. Got a lot of good things in store for you. And I need to apologize because I don't feel like I was doing the best thing of staying connected and keeping you guys in the loop because I didn't have email. I did have texts. But, you know, sometimes people know when your text is coming, they just scratch you out sometimes. So please accept my apology because speaking is very important, and keeping connected with you guys is just as important to me. And you stuck around. You're still here, and I am so glad because you are family, and I'm going to do everything to be as transparent as possible about myself in this journey that we're about to begin. Again, with my ups and downs that we've been through, where we had to take a break from May till September to get back on track. We had a lot of different things going on. Those are three seeds of life. Our choices, our chances, our change. We were still functioning as Opulent Network Radio, but we just had to take it down. It's been a lot going around, so I've been planning and prepping and getting stuff ready for you because we've got two fabulous things coming up, not only the Team Progress Picnic, but we also have I'm trying to get in my notes, and I can tell you, Empower Women. Power is priceless. The influence of women today on the world is vibrating high. So we're going to have Empowerment Women, Empowering the Woman conference also. Haven't set a date yet. It's supposed to be in October, but we'll see how it rolls from the Teen Progress Picnic. 7 years in Teen Progress Picnic, and we appreciate it all. We appreciate all. Now I'm going to open up some of the lines. If you want to speak, you are more than welcome to speak. If you want to talk about the three C's of life, you are more welcome. Choice, chance, or change. And if you just want to say hello, how you doing, that you miss me, because I miss you and I love you and I hope everyone is well. But I'm going to open up the lines, and as I said, if you'd like to speak, you're more than welcome. Don't everyone speak at the same time. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. All the lines are open. You're welcome to speak at any time. How are you, Lane? I am fine. How are you? That voice sounds so familiar.
Yes, Carla from New York.
Carla, how are you? I was reading your book the other day that you gave me.
Oh, great, great. That's wonderful.
You know that gave me some inspiration too. I love that book. You know, but every time I read it, it seems like I tuck it somewhere so that nobody else will grab it and take it, and I kind of like hide it from myself. But it's at that moment and at that time, right at that time, when I need that book, I get it. I put my hand on it. All the other times I say, oh, what did I do with my book? What did I do with my book? Because I kind of cherish it because it was a gift of love to me. And so when I don't, when I say, oh, where's the book? Where's the book? And I don't find it, it's not the time for me to need it. And that's what I've discovered about that book. But when I really need it and I want to just need that spirit, that uplift, there it is. It just comes, it just like it floats into my hand. So, yes, thank you so much, and I am so happy to hear from you. How have you been?
Say that again, I'm sorry?
How have you been?
Oh, I've been okay. You know, there's been a lot of changes at work, and we have new management now, so I'm doing new duties, and work has gotten a lot more busy. I do a lot of overtime now. My son is a teenager. He's going to be graduating and going to high school next year, so this is his eighth grade year, and I'm just so proud of him and my daughter, you know. So I'm just trying to, you know, keep the faith in the Lord and trying to stay inspired, which isn't easy, but I'm really trying to, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'll tell you, you can only take one step at a time, and you have already taken a step from the time I first met you. And trust me, you from when I first met your kids, they were little bitties. They were little bitties, and I see them now. They're growing up, and they're so positive and so blessed to have a mom that has turned from a situation that was into a better situation that is. You know what I'm saying? So I am
yes.
so proud of you. And, you know, don't you change you for nothing. And that's good that you're getting more time, but overtime, that means more money, right?
Yeah, more money and
okay.
More time also. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. And I'm assuming that the people on the job are not as messy as they used to be.
Yeah, thank God. They are a breath of fresh air. Yes, yes.
That's good. This is a prime example of the three C's of life, the choice, the chance, the change. You made a choice to hang in there. You took a chance on being there and listening to the negativeness, but you never acted on it. And look at the change that came about. You had a new management. You're making more money. You know what I'm saying? And it might be a little bit more work, but still, it's for your kids. I would do the world. So that's a good example of three C's of life. I commend you on that. That's a great job. So you know you are one of my empowering women. So you know you've got to stick around. I've got something for you as well.
Yes, ma'am. Now, listen, I have a question. So is this going to be the new number where the radio show is going on?
657-383-1603?
Yes.
Yes, that is a new number.
Okay.
You know, like I had to do some cleaning out. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
that's
this
wonderful.
Is the number. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. I appreciate you calling in. Any questions, comments? You know, you're always welcome and always live. And you know what I need you to do is send me your email as well. Because
yes.
I've got a newsletter, and I've had a newsletter for the past 2 years, and I just have not pushed myself out to do it. But now I've got to step out on faith and take this choice and chance and change my way of you know, doing things. And that's how it is.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks
okay.
so much for calling. All right. Good journey.
Okay.
Any more callers? We've got a lot of callers online. Some of you guys might be scared to speak, but it's okay. I can't see you unless you're on Skype.
Love to the line.
Love to the line. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Ms. Ryan?
I am wonderful, wonderful. Thanks for calling in. How have you been?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good, good. So what's going on with you? It's your three seeds of life. You got a choice, chance, or change?
Oh, man, I really haven't gave a lot of thought to it. You know, I was thinking more of the change aspect of it. I ain't really give up the choice or the chance. It was just I was just looking at some of the changes. So, you know, I really ain't gave a lot of thought to it, but it is something that you can think about.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That is always something to think about. Trust me. When it's coming to a life changing situation, change is always, and that's what Brother G started with. He started with change. He didn't start with choice. Because I started with choice because I took a choice and I took a chance and then I changed my whole aspects of everything that I was doing and, you know, with that, and it was great. But he kind of said, I'm going to start with change just like you did because everyone is different, you know. It doesn't have to fall in that order of choice, chance, and change. It can fall in the order of however. But change is always good. And it all depends on what choice of change you do because, you know, you could change and say, oh, I want to be a dope dealer now. You know what I'm saying? But is that a good choice? You know what I'm saying? And what chances are you taking? And then the other way you could go is, oh, I want to be a preacher or a reverend or a prominent speaker. So, you know, change is good in all aspects. So and it's up to that specific individual to justify their three C's of life, because whatever change you have, you're going to have that choice and that chance in there, no matter what. So, but other than that, everything has been good for you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, you have. I really feel like it's an honor and it's a blessing to be amongst this again, you know. It really, you know, I think it came at a good time in my life because I think it had something to do with the change that I really think that I have progressed or moved into. You know, a lot of things that I learned throughout my journey with Optical Network and, you know, listening and, you know, being a part of the team and, you know, just, you know, listening to the inspiring speakers and the different, you know, guests that you know, we've had over the years that you can learn something from and, you know, how you learn how to deal with grief and the different things. See, this is why change is so important because, see, the choices that I've made, you know, hey, sometimes good choices can be bad experiences. Sometimes bad experiences come from good choices. You know, so when the change comes, see, this is something that I would like to hold on to because I see growth, I see something better in whatever aspect that I've traveled through in order for me to get to this change. Now, the choices, the chances I made, hey, man, we're going to continue to do that because it's a chance just to wake up in the morning, and it's a blessing as well. But the change that you acquire while you wake up that next morning to be better than you was the morning before, I see that's something you can dwell on. So I guess that's why I get to dwell on change. And that's love.
All right, now. That's right. That's love. That is all love. You said it all in a nutshell. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. We're going to go to the next person. If anybody else wanted, we open the lines up. I've got some callers that are calling in. Our topic tonight is three things of life: choice, chance, and change. They don't necessarily have to be in that order, but of course, change is the most dominant of them all. Once you make that change, you're going to take you're going to make choices. Some of them are going to be good, some of them are bad. You're going to take chances. Some of them are going to be good, and some of them are bad. And the only way you know is for you to change what you're doing, what's your lifestyle. You know, you're out there trying to get a job. You can't be out there smoking Mary J. It's just, you know, just common sense. You got to change your routine. Just change it up a little bit. Change is good, just like the brother just said, Brother Navigator, he just said, change is good. And some of those changes that he made were reflected what he's going through now. So that's the way, that's a song, that's the way life goes. That's the way life goes. That is the way life goes. You got to change in order to prosper. You have to change for the good, not just, what did I say earlier? You have to invest in yourself. We've got a couple more callers that you'd like to speak. The lines are open. You're welcome to speak. Let me open them some more lines. The lines are open. Three Seeds of Life, you're welcome to speak. If you just want to say hello to me, I miss you. I love you, all of you guys. The journey to all. You're welcome to say whatever you like. The lines are open. In a few seconds, sometimes some people want to just say, hey. Remember, October the 20th is our team, our 7th. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Dee. This is, hey, Dee. This is Pamela Reese Wardlaw from the Preparation Room. How you doing?
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. I am just so glad to hear that you're back.
Yay! Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much. And it's a pleasure. I've missed you dearly, Miss Beautiful,
yes.
Princess,
yes.
Queen of all queens.
Oh, my goodness. You are all that and some more. I'm just blessed with what's going on, and I just pray that you continue to go forth. Sometime we have to just take a little break, need a little rest, and you know, just keep doing what you're doing. You know, just keep doing what you're doing. And
yes,
I'm proud of you. Okay.
Thank you so much. And we've got to get together. I really need to sit down with you, really.
Oh, yeah. I love to get with you and some of your people. Maybe y'all could come to People's TV. You know, I'm a producer there. We got like 2 billion viewers. And just come on and let's sit down and talk to the people, and we get some scheduling, and maybe we could get some of you all in the radio station on, because you are very informative, and
oh,
I appreciate
thank you.
Thank you
so much.
I appreciate
it. And I love you as well.
I love you too.
Thank you so much, Ms. Pamela. I'll be getting in touch with you. We've got to do some things, and I appreciate you taking all your time is so valuable. Thank you so much for calling in. I feel so honored that you called in to my show. Oh my gosh,
girl, I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. I love you, and I'm proud of you, and I just can't wait to hear more and more and more and more. And I want to be more involved in it, so I'm here. Okay.
Wonderful.
And I'm
going
to let you
thank
get
you
your
so
other
much.
People on the call. Okay.
Okay,
you.
Thank you. Thank you, and have
all
a good
right,
journey.
Bye-bye.
Three Seeds of Life, choice, chance, and change. You don't have to use them in that order. It is what it is. If you make a great choice in life. You're taking a chance, and guess what? You're going to change. You're going to change your mindset. You're going to change your whole heart, all your body, your soul, everything. If you want to become more energetic, more healthy, it means you have to work out. You have to eat better food. You have to drink quality water. You have to do everything. You've got to change. So you're going to make that choice. You're going to take a chance and say, oh, I got to start eating this bland food with no salt and no sugar in it. But that change is going to be good because then you're going to be healthy. You have to think about those three C's of life. Those are the main three C's of life. You know, it always comes in threes. Threes, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, or however the Trinity, however you want to say it, it comes in threes. Threes. They don't say A, B, C, D. They say A, B, C. That's the first. You know your ABC? They don't say A, B, C, D, E. They might say alphabet, but that's a different thing. That's the ABC. When they say the ABCs, you know what they're talking about. It comes in threes. One, two, three. You know your one, two, three? You know your ABCs. You know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come on. It's just the three seeds of life. It comes in. It's just, it's so simple. I get excited about it. I'm trying not to, because it's time for us to bring it down, bring it down. Was there anyone else on the line who would like to speak? We've heard from everyone. It's such great news, and it's a pleasure. I'm so happy to hear from all of you, and I thank you all the texts and the loves and everything. It's time to get back, to get that grind on, get that hustle on. Any more speakers online that would like to speak? All right, so moving forward, Opulent Network, 7th, Creole Park, October the 20th. It's going to be a game changer. It's going to be the most impactful thing that we've done to this date. We're going to have empowering women as well as the Teen Progress Picnic. The Teen Progress Picnic is for the teens and for the children, and empowering women is for women. We're going to rock your socks off, because it's just totally going to be cool. I'll give you all the information. I need you to send me your emails, people. Really, I just need the emails. I need your email so bad. I can't tell you. 470-798-0941. The number that texts you to come on this show, that's the number you send your email to. You will not get any spam. You will not be getting anything extra but information. I will not bore you, because I don't have time to bore you with that. I have only time to give you facts of knowledge. Facts of concrete information. It's just like the three C's of life. We got the three K's. The three K's. It's book knowledge, street knowledge. Anybody else know? Common knowledge. Those three K's. So I've got the three C's. I got the three K's. I got the three R's. It always comes in threes. I don't know why, but that's how it is. It's just like that. But I appreciate everyone for calling in, and if we don't have any other people to speak, we're going to close it down, and hopefully you'll join us on one of our other shows, Thoughtful Thursday, Fabulous Friday, Motivational Monday, and Transparent Tuesday, all right here at Opulent Network Radio, 657-383-1603. Make sure you go ahead and text one and let them know that we're back. We're still here. We ain't gone away. We just silent for a little while. We have to silence ourselves and to understand that life must go on, and the choice that we made and the chance we took and the change that came about. So we got better, bigger, and better things. It took a dollar and some ambition to get it going. You know, the first choice we make is the one that's less than the that has the capacity to be. So to earn less is to have less, to read less is to think less, to try less is to discipline ourselves less. So these choices lead up to an empty life. So in order to do that, we have to change it to be positive. So read every book you possibly can. Learn every word you possibly can. Try a new language. Be positive about everything in your life. And guess what? You will grow. You must invest in yourself. That's what the three C's of life are. Investing in yourself. And guess what? You're going to die by yourself. And nobody else going to die for you. So why not invest in yourself? You must invest in yourself for yourself to grow, for yourself to be that positive male or female role model in somebody's life. You must invest in yourself because nobody else is going to do it. No one else is going to do it. No one but you. So with that being said, I want you all to have a fabulous, fabulous rest of the weekend, and hopefully you will come back. Send me your emails. Text somebody about our show, Opulent Network. We ain't going nowhere. We just enhance ourselves. We are new game changers. And I'm gonna ask Miss Pamela if she will pray us out. If she is still on the line, I'm gonna ask her to pray us out. I need one of power prayers to pray me out tonight. If she's still on the line, she can pray us out. I'm not for sure if she is. I'm gonna put my glasses off. I can't see. And I'd appreciate it. Are you there still, Pamela? Okay, she might be gone. Okay. So, would anybody like to pray us out? Anyone still online? Got a couple of people. Give me one of those three C's of life power praise. Are you still there? Okay. So, positive actions produces positive attitudes, or positive attitudes produces positive actions. I just want to say I want to thank everyone for calling in, reminding you about October 20th, reminding you about the empowering women, and reminding you that each one teach one, love one. Remember to bring some friends. Remember you can find us on Facebook. Remember, you can email us, go to our group, me. Have a good journey. One love. One love. Once you know better, you do better. And I'm going to close us out in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come here asking you for all of our forgiveness, our sins to be forgiven. Father, we ask you to strengthen us on every aspect of the way. Father, we ask you for all these things. For food, clothing, you know what we need. You know what the robins need. You know what all the birds and the cows and the deers, you know what they need so that they won't go hungry, so they won't go shelterless. Father, give us all that we need and let us keep asking and asking for repentance in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And thanks again. Amen. And I'm going to say good night. Good night. Good night.
Amen.
All right. Love you guys. Thanks for calling in, and we'll see you later.
Good night, and welcome back, family.
Network Radio.
Thank you.
OPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Helping others.